And it's now time for a Wretched News Break here on Wretched Radio. I'm Jimmy Hicks, and today we start with John Kerry, who has let the cat out of the bag regarding the Democrats' true agenda for free speech. At a recent World Economic Forum powwow, Kerry lamented that the pesky First Amendment is just standing in the way of their crusade against so-called disinformation. Kerry's brilliant solution? Well, just win enough votes so they can implement change. And by change, he means gutting our constitutional rights. Thanks for the warning, John. And speaking of assaults on our constitutional order, leftist author Fran Lebowitz has a modest proposal for President Biden. Why not just dissolve that pesky Supreme Court altogether? Never mind the whole separation of powers thing. Who needs checks and balances when you can have an all-powerful executive? It's like they slept through civics class, or they're just finally showing their communist intentions. Now here's a story that'll warm your heart. The Boise State women's volleyball team forfeited a match against San Jose State last weekend. Why? Well, turns out they weren't too keen on competing against a biological male on the women's team. Imagine that, young women standing up for their right to fair competition. The governor of the state applauded the move, saying it aligns with his Defending Women's Sports Act. And a senator from Iowa tweeted, or X'd, or however we're supposed to say that now, quote, "The safety of Idaho's female athletes is paramount to the appeasement of a woke agenda." Amen to that, Senator. Isn't it sad that common sense has become so controversial? Well, brace yourselves for this next one, folks. In Spotsylvania, Virginia, a school bus aide has been charged with multiple counts of sexual assault against disabled 4- and 5-year-olds. That is as wicked as it gets. Miguel Angel Velasquez Velasco, a legal permitted resident, allegedly committed these heinous acts right on the school bus. Come on, where's all this rigorous vetting we keep hearing about? And why hasn't the superintendent of these schools informed parents about the incident? Because as of this report, that hasn't happened. Seems like the kind of thing parents would need to know about, right? Well, lastly, we turn to Nashville, where a 59-year-old grandmother, Heather Edoni, hope I said that right, has been sentenced to 8 months in prison. Her crime? Well, she was participating in a peaceful pro-life protest outside of an abortion clinic. Heather, don't you know being pro-life and standing up and being a voice for those who can't speak for themselves is just wicked work? According to the left, it is. Singing hymns and offering alternatives to abortion is now enough to land you behind bars in this current America we're living in. And meanwhile, Heather says all she wants is to hold her new grandson. And that's been today's Wretched News Break. More Wretched Radio is straight ahead. I'm Jimmy Hicks.